Welcome to Midday Prayer for Saturday, June 19th, 2021. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. Give thanks to the Lord who is good, who alone does great wonders, who made the sun to rule the day. God's steadfast love endures forever. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.
Hallelujah, sing to the Lord a new song, God's praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker, let the children of Zion be joyful in their ruler. Let them praise their Maker's name with dancing, let them sing praise with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in the people, and adorns the poor with victory. Hallelujah, sing to the Lord a new song, God's praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let the faithful rejoice in triumph, let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the praises of God be in their throat, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to wreak vengeance on the nations, and punishment on the peoples. To bind their kings in chains, and their nobles with links of iron, to inflict on them the judgment decreed. This is glory for all God's faithful ones. Alleluia. Alleluia, sing to the Lord a new song, God's praise in the assembly of the faithful.
God, our Maker, you crown the humble with honor and exalt the faithful who gather in your name. Because you have favored us with life, we dance before you in our joy and praise you with unending song for the victory of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the first book of Samuel. In those days, the Philistines mustered for war against Israel, and Israel went out to battle against them. They encamped at Ebenezer, and the Philistines encamped at Aphek. The Philistines drew up in line against Israel, and when the battle was joined, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men on the field of battle. When the troops came to the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord put us to rout today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord here from Shiloh, so that he may come among us and save us from the powers of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh, and brought from there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who is enthroned on the cherubim. The two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. When the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel gave a mighty shout, so that the earth resounded. When the Philistines heard the noise of the shouting, they said, "What does this great shouting in the camp of the Hebrews mean?" When they learned that the Ark of the Lord had come to the camp, the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "Gods have come into the camp." They also said, "Woe to us, for nothing like this has happened before. Woe to us, who can deliver us from the power of these mighty gods? These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with every sort of plague in the wilderness. Take courage and be men, O Philistines, in order not to become slaves to the Hebrews as they have been to you. Be men and fight." So the Philistines fought. Israel was defeated, and they fled, everyone to his home. There was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers. The Ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, by the grace of your Spirit, may these prayers be more than words. Teach us to pray without ceasing, that your will may be done in our lives, to the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.